Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Musical Madness with your hostess, Desire.
Well, hello, beautiful. I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
What is up, everybody? I hope everyone is having a wonderful Wednesday. Tonight's hot topic is 10 things every indie artist should know. As usual, I have some fabulous advice for you, so be sure to take notes or simply download this show for free. Before we get into our list, we're going to check out a little bit of tunes from Zulie de Brooklyn, followed by Sharon Musgrave. I will be right back with the list right after this break. Enjoy!
I just want you to feel me now. I just want to hear you shout.
Watching in the sea, who's got eyes on me? Oh, I'm mommy, mommy. Call me a sexy man. He's looking at me. My legs are getting weak.
Oh, I'm daddy, daddy.
Knock it down, let it pass the beat, cause I feel the heat. Say what you want, say it to me. Tell me how you feel.
Enséñame cómo te activé. Lo siente que mi gente se mueva. Lo siente como quiera, yo lo activé. Y es porque la música está muy buena. Es fuerte.
Que tú sepas que canto de corazón, que las canciones que le traigo vienen corazón.
Que mi campaña se acelere, gente, voy a mí. Yo soy la chica preferida que te canta a ti.
close, you're looking at me, your lips begin to speak, say that you want me, puppy, looking a place to go, cause you're feeling me, the temp is on overheat,
yeah, I can't take it,
between us both, it's just more than heat, it's a chemistry, say what you want, say it to me, tell me how you feel,
tell me boy if you are feeling me, you feel me, can't compare me to no other, it's strange that can't convert the house and bring the pain, it's insane the way I got you feeling right now.
Beautiful music for beautiful people. the word, the message here is that important. Before it all, there was the word, it is I am, we are the world. In the beginning, there was the drum to carry all the words much further. Down the road to deliver the news to whosoever wants it come. Let the word not be far from me. Let the feeling come. Beautiful music for beautiful people. Beautiful music for beautiful people. Beautiful music for beautiful people.
Welcome back to all of my musical madheads out there. Tonight we are covering 10 things every musician should know. You all know I don't like to waste time, so let's get to it. Just so you're aware, these tips are in no particular order. Okay, so number one, never, and I mean never, pay for any service without having a written agreement. Please, people, don't trust a friendly smile or a verbal promise. People get duped in this business all day, every day. Do not be one of those people. I don't care if you're paying for studio time, putting together a photo shoot or a street team. Just get it in writing, okay? Number two, don't spend your time, energy, or cash pressing up ill-prepared CDs. Come on. What I mean by this is, make sure that the sound quality of your recordings is top-notch. You know, you only get one time to make a first impression. You also want to be sure to have nice graphic design or photographic work. I see a lot of artists who literally write on a CD with a black Sharpie marker. Very unprofessional. This is not preschool, so your CD should have type fonts, not handwriting. It is also a good idea to have UPCs already encoded in case you plan on distributing your CDs throughout stores. But before you do any of those things, please make sure that you have a marketing plan. It would be virtually worthless to press up amazing CDs if you have no plan in place for marketing and distribution. Okay, so on to number three. This may sound kind of weird, but please never try to showcase your talent to an agent or a manager, PR, AR, whatever, via telephone. The reverb and the poor microphone quality will actually negatively impact the quality of your voice. If they want to hear you, then just acquire their email addresses and send over your electronic press kit, okay? If you do not have an EPK, then contact me via facebook.com/truedesire, DZIRE, for discounted prices on professional EPKs. All right, so there's your first three tips. We will be right back with more tips after Serpent and Seraph, followed by Danny Walker. Enjoy.
Ebuzz, yes. Carla B, the host of Ebuzz, is dating 51 men. Just for you. No kissing, no funny stuff.
No funny stuff?
That's right. No funny stuff.
Just getting the facts about dating and what really goes on behind the closed doors of men. Get the news May 5th as you listen to the outcome of 51 men Carla B will be dating. Men, you need to tune in. Ladies, you must tune in. That's EOTMradio.com, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on eBuzz. That's Carla B, the host, will be dating 51 men. This is Ron Anthony on EOTMradio.com. Tune in.
Welcome back to Music Madness with Desire. If you are just tuning in, we are covering 10 things every musician should know. Remember, you can always follow up with me via twitter.com/TheOnlyDesire, D-Z-I-R-E, or facebook.com/TrueDesire. You can also download this episode for free in case you want to review these tips at a later time. EOTM is all over iTunes, so no excuses, people. All right, on to tip number 4. Never lean forward in a music business meeting. I'm sure we all know that body language is about 90% of communication. Now, leaning forward demonstrates anxiousness. So the other person may see you as being desperate as opposed to just seeing you as being interested in whatever you're discussing. Your best bet is to lean back and appear very relaxed, but don't slouch, because slouching is extremely unprofessional and shows a lack of interest. Number 5, when doing a showcase or open mic, try not to be the opening act. And this is actually harder than it sounds. But when you're the opening act, the crowd's attention is scattered everywhere. You know, they're still getting themselves together. And you just won't receive the warming welcome or the round of applause afterward that you're seeking. It's obviously best to go on right before the headliner. But if you can't get that glorious spot, then at least see if you can go on second, okay? At open mics, going last is a death sentence to performing. In my experience, most of the audience has left by this point, so just be careful with that as well. All right, so we are actually deep breathing through these tips, which is amazing. Be sure to subscribe to youtube.com/TheOnlyDesire for great indie advice. I have lots more videos that I'll be uploading. On to number 6. Do not hire a manager who is not excited about your career. If you find yourself having to motivate your manager, then yeah, they are not the one for you. It's their job to stay motivated and to motivate you when you're feeling discouraged about your career or like a missed opportunity, I don't know, a bad vocal day, stuff like that. Musicians actually tend to be very depressed people. I mean, statistically it's true, so get over it. So managers need to actually supply you with positive reinforcement, okay? So let's check out some more sexy tunes, and I will be back with some more tips, okay? Enjoy.
Thank you.
to tell all of your fans to tune in every other Wednesday. Spread the word to other indie artists. Can you believe that we are already on to tip number 7? Wow, time just really flies. So number 7 is going to be, don't waste your money or time recording on shoddy equipment. Seriously, it's better to just hold off until you have enough money saved up to record at a high-quality studio, or if you're someone who self-records, just wait until you can buy the equipment to record on higher-quality equipment. Poor recording equipment can make even the best of us sound nearly mediocre. Number 8, when it comes to songwriting, and this is a tough one, finish what you start. I know that personally there are dozens of songs that I've just never gotten around to finishing because, like, when I come back to it, the original vibe and energy would just be completely gone, you know, it would be different, and I just couldn't get into the character for that particular song anymore. So my advice to you is just to take a couple of nights per week to, you know, do some songwriting. Number 9 is just don't be afraid to start a song over and change it. You know, don't hold on to, like, certain lyrics that you think are just so dope and fly or whatever, and they don't even fit the melody. If it doesn't fit or it doesn't sound right, then change it. Is it okay to rewrite your songs a couple of times? Well, of course. You know, just keep rewriting it until you get it perfect. All right, and now, the moment that you have all been waiting for. Number 10, know thyself. You need to know right now whether you want to sign to a major label, an indie label, or remain completely independent, perhaps start your own label. This will avoid any confusion later down the line. This is extremely important. Figure out now which option is best for you because everyone is different, okay? So go ahead, do your research so that your decision can be an informative one, all right? You need to be educated in this music thing. So that is it, 10 things that every indie artist should know. But don't you go anywhere. Stay tuned for more musical madness after this break. Enjoy.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes, or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
What if love is the currency of the world? Ching, 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 ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching, 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 ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching, 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 ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching, 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 ching. Hey!
Yo, I need everybody around the world.
Hey!
Show some love. Yeah, I don't mean to brag.
What if love is the currency of the world? Ching, ching.
Shorty got me on the scene, to a man. real. And that's just the way she got me feeling.
That's how I'm feeling.
I mean, if all the ladies out there is anything like what I just described,
like
I want to know, shorty, where you at? Come
you
on,
at,
hey. I said, shorty, where you at? Come
where
on,
you at,
hey.
Mama.
I said, shorty, where you at? Come
where
on,
you at,
hey.
Mama.
Yeah. Can't remember having a thought like this before.
Good night, everybody.
trying to express how I'm feeling right now. Man, I make you feel this way. The funny thing is, louder.
Baby, pick me up, you got a man down. And if your boy winning with you, I should have crowned. Cause your body perfect, the little way you work it. The way you do me got me going crazy like a circus. You my chick, so don't worry about the mother hoes. We on the same page cause we got the same goals. I love your body from your head down to your toes. And that ass in them jeans keep a boy froze. I'm spilling like a glass tipped over. Your girlfriend's always hating cause you got a soldier. That be with you when you down or on the up and up. So in the oven, man, you get won't be enough. I am a man with a strong woman with him. I don't worry about them haters, my shorty, you get them. Yeah, she always stays down for your boy. And when I'm with my mommy, she always bring me joy.
Baby, you're the only one for me.
Your body perfect, yeah. And another option. It's like the dream singing. You keep your body rocking. Yeah. Feeling for your touch, got a nigga itching. Fantasizing all the time about you in that position. I hit it in the kitchen next to the sugar jar. Or in the driveway next to your mom's car. And I love your smile, my sweater is golden. I love how you move when you sip up on the potion. And I got some bras, but none of them is bad as you. I swear you turn me on when you give a little attitude.
I like that.
A pop's like you, he labeled you a keeper. He noticed that you bang like an 808 speaker. So I guess I gotta keep you, show you the better things. Light up your hand with a diamond red and ring. When it's said and done, I give you that good wood. Look like James J said, I give you some good wood.
Hello, beautiful.
I mean, she's crazy, but she's not like Michael Jordan. Not like Michael Jordan crazy.
Why implant the desire?
that's what I'm all about. That's how I've gotten through my life. And music is something that has gotten me through every difficult situation. Music was always very important to me.
I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
That's all, folks.